Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Come on now. Wake up!
It's Sunday morning, and you're on the air. Well, wake up with Linda Mac Chan. You know, on Sunday is a kickback day. Some people are working. Some people are preparing to go to their services. Most are just relaxing around. And to remind you, if you don't have anything to do later on today, go out to the Cherry Festival. That's happening in Beaumont, California. Lots of good food, entertainment, and people, just enjoying themselves. You know, we love you here, and we're going to get this show rolling. Keep in mind, I have some exciting guests coming on. They're going to tell you about the things that they're doing and also let you know what's going on in the city of Los Angeles. Keep this date in mind, June 21st. That is Make Music LA. That's June 21st in this city. And we'll have the director of this great event coming on to share with you all the goodness and everything that's going on. It's an exciting, happy time.
I'd gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite of bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams, but all your hopes are sinking. Let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. But love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?
Good morning. You're on the air with Wake Up with Linda Mac Chan, who's on the line.
Hi, Linda. This is Jasmine.
Hello, Jasmine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous on a Sunday morning. It's beautiful. How about you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for giving us this information. This is Jasmine Henderson on the line, everybody. She is the renowned author of A Broken Vow. She has been working very, very hard. She has given lots of insight to her life. Her book just speaks on things that we all need to know about, things that we should reflect back on. Jasmine, I'd like to have you tell all the listeners about your wonderful book. What inspired you to write it? And give us some information. What should we look for once we get this wonderful book in our hands? I'm going to leave it up to you now.
Well, thank you, Linda. Yeah, actually, this book was came completely unexpected. I wasn't looking to write this book. It kind of just happened. So part of my story in A Broken Vow is that I had committed to being abstinent, basically, until I was married. And so I had kept that promise for 25 years. And I looked around, and I'll go into that later, but I ended up choosing to break that vow and to have sex. And so my story is basically about that broken vow. And within the book, I explain how, I basically became a single mom in 4 months. I was sexually active with my boyfriend for 3 months, and then we were broken up for a month, and I found out I was pregnant. He wanted to have an abortion, and I said, no, that's not what I'm going to do. And so I became a single mom at that point. So for me, as I was going on through my journey, there were so many different emotions, so many different just things that happened, that afterwards when I had my son, I started to share my story and found that there were so many different women that not only had a story like mine, but maybe they had a sister or a mother or an aunt, or even the men that I spoke to, you know, just the everything that happened, it just brought a whole different awareness. And at the time, and I still do, I work with a Westside Pregnancy Clinic over here in Santa Monica, and I work in Reality Check, and I go and I speak to high school students. And really, for me, my book is to let's take sex up a notch, not just talking about sex from a point of, oh, you have a risk of, you know, getting a disease, which is true, or, oh, you have a risk of getting pregnant or even, you know, having a broken heart. I was aware of all those risks, and to me, I believe that creating sex and what we want it to be, it takes so much more than just looking at, you know, the quote risks of what could and couldn't happen. So for me in my book, I take it through 7 chapters of from the beginning, from when I first found out, you know, chapter 1 being on a stick, you know, all the way to the end in terms of where I've come to my new resolve. And the book just really explores in how I got there, how I broke my vow, and how it was also too, Linda, being now here in this present age, and I am a Christian as well, but just being in this present age and just some of the reaction, people's reaction, especially, you know, not being married, being single, and having my son's father not be involved at all, there was still a bit of judgment, some real actual, you know, pain and emotion that I kind of got to go through by myself. And thankfully I have such a loving family that not a lot of single moms have. So I just wanted to share my story. And in sharing my story, Linda, I want to encourage people and inspire people to check out your own story. Everybody has a story about sex, whether you're having sex or not having sex, whether you're married or single or divorced, whether you're a grandma or whether, you know, you've never had kids. Sex is such a relevant subject, and it's so important. And especially in my experience, you know, sex not only affects me, but it affects, you know, the person that I'm with, the people that I'm around, my community. And eventually, I believe that, you know, sex is something that affects generations. And I found that out, you know, quite literally, that now, you know, my choice in sex has directly affected my son. And so I just want to bring people awareness and to have fun with it and to really look at sex not, like I said, not as, you know, the risks or not as do or don't, not as what's popular and what's not popular, but what do you want sex to be? Like, what does sex mean to you? And really, what do you want it to be? What meaning do you want it to have in your life and eventually for your future, for your family? What does that look like? Because we have the power to create it and choose it. And you know that, Linda.
Yes,
I don't have to tell you that. But really to empower people to not just take a passive stance on what sex means to them, not on what their family says, not on what their friends say, not on what music or television or books or whatever it is, not what that says, but really just taking a moment, taking a time and creating that for yourself. Because I really believe that once we anchor down in what we want sex to be, we won't settle for anything less than that. And so that's really what I want to encourage, not just the youth of today, but I think just people in general that, you know, sex is relevant to all of us. And I think it's time to really start true, honest, authentic, and real conversations about sex, because honestly, Linda, that's, in my experience, that's slim to none in the pickings, and it's not really happening. And I feel as if really is if I had had these real and honest conversations with myself, with my friends, with family, you know, I might have chosen different. And so that's my message, that's my platform. That's why I wrote my book, is to start these conversations that I'm having with you right now.
Well, Jasmine, I've been looking through, and when I saw the question, what does sex mean to you, and what do you want it to mean, that just got me really, really going. And it was one chapter, Finding My Pearls, that you mentioned. Could you expound a bit on that?
Yes. So, honestly, I think Finding My Pearls is something that's for everybody. And it's not just, you know, just related in self-worth and sex, even though, you know, those two definitely have ties together. But Finding My Pearls was such a beautiful chapter for me to go through and write. I think at the time that I had gotten through everything, and had my son, I really looked back, and as I was reflecting on everything, I just really realized that I wasn't the woman that I thought I had been this whole time. I had always been self-confident and worthy of everything. And I had what I felt like a strong sense of self. And so Finding My Pearls is really talking about how by different experiences I kind of let that chip away at my self-confidence, at my self-worth. And the funniest thing, Linda, is that it for me, it wasn't like one huge experience or something that like knocked me down. It was things over and over, and I let it. And I think that's the empowering part about that chapter, is that you know, I'm not the victim here. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, you know, this happened and that happened and there went that. Like, the cool thing was to realize that I was choosing these things, you know, these different guys that, you know, it didn't work out with, you know, but I was still choosing them. Different experiences, even I'm also a soccer player, different experiences on the soccer world and dealing with that, and just different friendships, really finding what it is that I lost. And how there's a verse that says, don't cast your pearls before swine. And so that's where the inspiration for that chapter came from. And really, when it comes to swine, they don't even know what to do with pearls. So here I was, you know, say, here's my worth, here's my pearls, weigh it out, see what you think about me. And that wasn't only just, you know, with romantic relationships, you know, that was also sometimes with friendships and, as I said, different coaches that I was playing for. You know, I gave them the power to see if I was worth, you know, what I was worth. And so Finding My Pearls is basically, I'm like, no, this is what I'm worth. I'm taking them back, taking them out of the mud, washing them off, and putting them back on my neck. To just basically say, you know what, if you like me, cool. If you don't like me, cool. Like, I know what I'm worth. I know how beautiful I am. And I'm never going to give you that power again to tell me any different.
Wow, Jasmine, that is so much inspiration, and young ladies, and we should all think about that to understand our greatness, to understand our power, and to be able
yes.
to step into that greatness and stay there. Well, Jasmine, how can one contact you to purchase your book? Where are they located? Is there a number? Is there an email? Is there order? Tell us about it. We want to get this information.
Yes. So actually, my book is selling right now on Amazon. So if you go to Amazon.com, type in A Broken Vow by Jasmine Henderson, it's available to order on paperback, or you can also order it on Kindle and download it right there. but also, too, if you want more information just about me and about other things that I'm up to as well, sometimes I speak at events. I have a plethora of things that I'm involved in. And so you can also check me out on jasmine-henderson.com. And that website has, you know, all the other information, and you can, you know, follow me on Twitter, and, you know, it has all that information. Twitter, you know, Facebook, and, yeah, just buy it on Amazon.com.
Well, Jasmine, I appreciate you so for taking out your time this morning. I know that there's a little one there just waiting for you to wake him up. Do his Sunday thing, and I was hoping that he would be up this morning so everyone can hear that beautiful, strong voice that he carries. He's already a leader.
Yeah.
He's stepping into his own. So, listeners, you can get Jasmine's book on Amazon.com and key in Jasmine Henderson, A Broken Vow. You can also get this book in paperback form and download it on Kindle. If you need more information and would like to contact Jasmine, she does other things. She takes on events, speaking engagements. She's also at the Westside Pregnant Center working with the young girls there. Get in touch with her at jasmine.henderson.com. She's out on Facebook and Twitter and all the other areas that you want to contact her in. Jasmine, you know, I have so much admiration for you. You are waking up so many things as I go through the chapters. How did I get here? Truth about sex and how you got a new resolve. It's just an exciting book. Everyone out there, please purchase A Broken Vow. And before I let you go, it makes a lot of sense. All the children in the universe belong to me. I have no children. And when persons ask, why don't you have children? And my statement is, I did not want the men that was in my life to father my child. And it just brings a strange look to them. So my thing when you said children suffer from the choices that we make, that just like shook me up and reminded me of why I always had that attitude. I want to take this time out. Thank you, Jasmine, to ask you if you would come back and share more with us again. I know you have a baby.
I would love it.
Right, we would love to have you come back. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Jasmine Henderson, the author of A Broken Vow. Her book just launched last Saturday. Please go out, run out, download, read this book. All of you young ladies out there that are just moving through life, that are seeking higher education, that have your goals and dreams set up, read this book. Jasmine, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'll be speaking with you shortly. Have a great
All
day,
right.
And please kiss the baby for me. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much, Linda. Have a beautiful day. Bye.
You too.
Yeah.
not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad?
You're on the air with Linda Mac Shannon. It is Sunday morning. We just had a great conversation with the renowned author of A Broken Vow, which is Jasmine Henderson. Please go out and buy that book. She has some exciting information to tell us out there. Anything that you thought of, a thought you wanted to do or wanted to know about sex or the feelings that sex gives you, the kind of situations we can allow ourselves to be placed in, please go out and buy Jasmine Henderson's book. We have some more exciting guests coming on. They're going to tell you about events. Let's
the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. Oh, I guess you could say that it's all because of you. Story.
what makes the world go round. Did you hear those instruments? Well, there is an event that's coming in to this city on June 21st. It's Make Music LA, and that is directed and headed up by Mrs. Dorsey Dujon. I think Ms. Dujon is on the line at this time. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Linda. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dujon, for taking out your time to share with us this excitement that's coming in the city, which is Make Music LA. I know that you have driven around the city on June 21st, and you see people playing in the parks. You see families. You hear music. You can go down to the beach. You hear sounds. No matter where you go, there's Make Music LA happening, to the point where you set up events and persons just come in and express their love, professional musicians, non-professional musicians. I remember last year you were at the City Hall with jazz, playing for persons to just come down on the lawn. This is such an exciting event. Would you please share with us what this is all about, how it got started, and how everyone can participate?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Make Music LA actually started about 3 years ago. And it really came out of the fact that one day I was reading the New York Times, and I came across an article with a photograph that was some boats on Central Park Lake. And in the boats, there were some musicians. And I thought, oh, my God, this really looks amazing. And so I continued to read on to see what it was. And that particular event happened to be just one event of about 1,000 that were taking place that day for Make Music New York. So I continued to read, and then I actually jumped online to their website and discovered that this was really an event that started in France more than 30 years ago as the Fête de la Musique, where it's a one-day music festival where the city just shuts down, and there are musicians and dancers and singers in the streets of Paris. And I thought, oh, my God. So I'm looking at all of these photographs, I began to think about the fact that, my goodness, I wonder if this is going on here in L.A., because being the, you know, Hollywood and having more artists and musicians here than practically any place on earth, this would be an ideal location to have such an event. So I discovered, after reading more and then calling New York and talking to this wonderful young man named Aaron Friedman, who happens to be the president of Make Music New York, that no, in fact, there wasn't an event going on in Los Angeles, but there was Make Music Pasadena, which actually took place yesterday in Pasadena. So in looking at this and thinking about what it would take to make something like this happen here, I don't know what made me think I could do this, but somehow I really have to attribute it to God. I absolutely believe that God said, okay, this is something you can have fun with and that will help a lot of people, because that's really what music does. And so I began the quest of talking to our local area politicians. Our current mayor, Eric Garcetti, was one of the first people that I spoke to. And he actually knew exactly what I was talking about. And he said, oh, yes, the Fête de la Musique. He said, that would be wonderful here. And I spoke to Tom Labange. Both of these gentlemen I had known because I lived in Silver Lake. And both Eric and Tom were both councilmen for that area, Council District 13 and Council District 4. So I then started talking to everyone I knew, and certainly all the folks that are in music, and would they like something like this to happen here? And they said yes. So it began. I began putting together a board with people that I knew that were dedicated to music, but also to much more so to music education, because there is an underlying cause and reason why we do this, and it really has to do with music education. So that's pretty much how we got started.
Well, Dori Say, if I may say that I have been a participant in Make Music LA from the beginning, and what I enjoy most about this is that the families are out, the children are out. As a matter of fact, I have a picture on my phone from Silver Lake with maybe a three-year-old with her sunglasses on, beating on her bongo, enjoying herself, people walking, babies bouncing their heads, everyone joining. I know all in Santa Monica, there was like people out, drummers out, musicians out. And most people think that they have to be total professional and out there. But this particular event is open to all. Would you share with us and expound on how one can register and be a part of this wonderful event that's happening here June 21st?
Oh, sure. You know, I think that's really the beauty of this event is that it is all-inclusive. Everyone can participate. You can be a student, and maybe you just have an interest in music and want to pick up a harmonica and just blow on it. I mean, that's what is so great about this. So it's absolutely open to everyone. And all they have to do is go online to makemusicla.org and register as a musician and artist, and just let us know that you're going to have a concert. And one person can be a concert. So if you have a horn that you want to pick up and play on that day, you can come outside in your backyard and you can play. But we'd just like to know about it. So we'd just like you to register. And by the way, everything is free. You know, you're not obligated to do anything but just play and have a lot of fun, have a really good time. And we have people who are registering from all over the city. And you can see the listings on our website. Everything is not complete just yet, but you can see a lot about what's going on. And you just have to go to makemusicla.org. And check out the listings, and you can register as an artist, you know. And it's not just musicians. We would love to have the spoken word. We would love to have, you know, say a drama class or some students coming together and having something wonderful and fun in the park. It doesn't have to be anything that's, you know, you don't have to have a stage and lights and all of that. We just want to show and share the freedom of music and the creative arts. So we would love for folks to just come out and enjoy a bright day outdoors and to enjoy some music that is free. So all of our locations pretty much are free and open to the public.
Well, I've noticed as far as throughout the years, you know, what I find that Make Music LA does, because you open it up and there's community organizers that set up main stages, and it brings the community together. And I know that you are affiliated with many, many sponsors and the NAM Foundation, which really is about the music and the instruments and everything, but the one division of NAM is the NAM Foundation, and that you are connected in with them, because that is where all the information from music education comes from. And I'd like to just express the happiness and what this brings to the city and what it does for families and what it does for individuals who may have put those saxophones away 20 years ago. They pick them up and they bring back that happiness back into their lives. I think it is a great thing that you have done. The city definitely needs it. Again, the date is June 21st in Los Angeles throughout, no matter where. Please go to the website and register. Contact Dorsey Dujon of Make Music LA. Let her know the interest. Register up. Get out. Have fun. Understand the power of music and understand the power of love. Ms. Dujon, I really appreciate you coming on and sharing this with us. And if I may ask, will you come back again next week? Because we're like 2 weeks out from this, and we want to keep reminding everyone to get out and enjoy some of this goodness and love. May I ask you to come back and share with us again next week?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you so much.
Ms. Dujon, I appreciate you taking out time. I'm pulling out my tambourine now and my tambourine. I think I just want to play all over the city. Remember, listeners, Make Music Los Angeles is happening again June 21st. Ms. Dujon, thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very welcome, Linda. It was my pleasure.
Enjoy your day.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Sunday, June 8th, The weather out there is going to be about 81 degrees. We just had some exciting guests on. For those of you who are just tuning in, we had Miss Jasmine Henderson, the renowned artist of A Broken Vow, and Miss Dorsey Dujon of Make Music Los Angeles. You know, that event is happening in this city on June 21st. Put it out there. Be there. Experience the goodness. Experience the excitement. Experience the love. And as we speak of love, you know we have a segment that says stay in touch. I received information from Barbara J. She wanted to tell her mother how much she loved her, how much she appreciated her for just being her mother, giving her the family structure and the know-how and the basics to keep on moving in life. Young adults out there, always remember to have appreciation. First of all, appreciation for yourself, and then all of those who are around you, even the ones who don't show that appreciation back. Appreciation and love is the key, because there's attitudes, 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 and it takes each and every one of us to take a look and move with our love from within. You're on the air.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town. No postcode envy,
but every song like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like Crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair.
And we'll never be royal,
royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler,
ruler. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows
that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose, dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. Driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like Crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair.
And we'll never be royal,
royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler,
ruler.
I gave you all. so many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're moving,
we're moving, we're grooving.
Thank you. not get in line. Yeah, yeah. We're leaving the negative people way behind. Oh, it ain't no. Yeah. Please, please, please. Don't make it stop.
We want to polish up.
Keep us down.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. So we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough. The way we do Proud Mary.
Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
Listen to the story now.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute of sleep, and I was worried about the way the thing might have been. Big wind.
Keep on burning, burning, burning. Always.
I feel the day that is the day that I know more.
Did you know he loved my
Don't forget to tune in the morning, 7 o'clock a.m. to Wake Up with Linda Mac Chan. We'll have another exciting week. We will be pushing those graduates and students. They step into their power and stay there tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock a.m.
Hey, stepping is the way we pay. Did you know that life is giving love a guarantee to last forever and another day? Just as time knew to move on since the beginning, and the seasons know exactly when to change. Just as kindness knows no shame, nothing for your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. After today I know I'm living. Bye.